The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This year's lecture series is going to be about the victorious lion of Allah. Allow me, brothers and sisters, just to mention one of the verses of the Quran. Because remember, according to the most well-known opinion, they say Amir al-Mu'mineen was around 12 years old when the Prophet announces his mission. The Bi'tha, he's 12 years old. But there's other opinions that say that he was 9. Let's take the well-known opinion, right? How old was he then 13 years later at the time of the Hijrah? If he's 12, at 13 years, a 25-year-old, what had he done that the people, I'm going to mention a verse of Quran, the people in Mecca were supposed to know enough about Imam Ali that for him, his testimony to the Risala of Rasulullah, that and God's testimony are enough for somebody to say, I bear witness that he is Rasulullah. Who is this person? In 25 years, this is before Nahj al-Balagha, this is before the battles of Uhud and Badr that we've heard about, this is before he runs the Islamic empire, right? Before all of that, what had he done let me read you the verse of Quran, that his testimony along with God's is enough for us to go over and say, well, this person must be a prophet of Allah. So a little bit about this. So this is what God says in the Quran, right? Because we want to get to know him, appreciate him, find out, our goal is to be able to introduce him to our children, to learn how to introduce, one of our goals of this lecture series, let's learn how to introduce Ahlul Bayt, Amir al-Mu'mineen in particular, but Ahlul Bayt in general, to our children. We learn both how to lead by example and to model good behavior and to create that warm and loving home so that we can create the grounds for our children to be Ibadur Rahman. Right, that's one of the things that we try to do. We try to learn how to interact with one another in order to model that good behavior. But brothers and sisters, there's something else that if we were gifted with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would make raising our children that much easier. And that is if we had a personality that our children could look at and they could measure their actions through this person, a role model. Someone who you and I could say, what Ali did was this, and our child will be like, yes. The way that he's introduced by Ahlul Bayt is that he is Mizanul A'mal. Right? Amir al-Mu'mineen is, he's the scale. Mizanul A'mal. One of our goals to try over this 6 nights is to come away with the techniques. How do we introduce the Ahlul Bayt to our families? Now, side point, and then after that, that ayat that I promised you. What ulama tell us is this. We hear this from ulama who are specialists when it comes to child rearing. They tell us, you and I don't have to worry about proving intellectually, proving the existence of God to our very small children, to prove his existence. Our children, when they're very young, are born on the fitrah. They know God. They're acquainted with him. Our job is to not mess up this amana that's in our hands. Otherwise, our children, with their fitrah, they're acquainted with Allah. They love the godly. Everything that's godly, our children automatically love. What do we have to do when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to introduce him correctly. Do I have to prove that there isn't even a God? No, no. The kids know that. Introduce him correctly, so that your introduction of God is accurate. When you do that, it'll take care of itself. Now, Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. And I commend those brothers and sisters who had the wisdom to bring their children with them to listen to the majalis, to take this institute as their home and their children's home, right? Those who are most valuable and most vulnerable, and that they grow up in the majlis of Ahlul Bayt. It's easier for you and I as a parent to sit at home, we can watch on TV. It's more difficult to have our children become part of the majlis, listen, get used to it, see mommy and daddy, go to the majlis, they're regular mosque attendees. That's more difficult, but it's the right way. The instructions we talked about, this was before, when we talked about Ghadir, I don't know if brothers and sisters remember this hadith, where it says, the role of parents, فَلْيُبَلَّغَ الشَّاهِدَ الْغَائِبُ. When it comes to the events of Ghadir, the people who are present, the shahid, are supposed to tell those who are absent, the ghaib. What else? Walwalid waladahu, walwalid alwalad ila yawm al-qiyamah. Also, the parents have a responsibility to tell this to their children until yawm al-qiyamah. So one part is that we attend the right majlis. We make sure we're getting the right information. The second part is our role in the home, that our children, inshallah, they see that we're parents who've never lied to them, who've always been loving to them, who stood for the right principles. And then that parent, because the most trusted person for small children are their parents, that person tells me about Ali, it's going to be different. So again, you and I, we're trying to, that first goal, the idea of realizing who he is, appreciating who he is, and then later we repeat these stories. We tell the fada'il and the manaqib of Imam Ali. So now back to that verse. So before the hijrah, right, Imam Ali is at a stage. The verse that I'm going to share with you is a Mecca verse. It's revealed in Mecca. So it's talking to who? The kuffar, the mushrikeen, those who haven't accepted Islam. About Imam Ali in Mecca. This is before Medina and what he's done over there. What does God say? Surah 13, verse number 43. God says this, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. Those who disbelieve, the kuffar, they say that you're not a prophet. You haven't been sent by God. This is all a lie. Now, in Islam, we have a principle. In Islam, you and I, we don't accept things without proof. Islam is not a religion where it says, no, you don't need intellectual conviction. No, you do need intellectual conviction. That's one of the first of the three conditions for faith, intellectual convictions. Don't accept something without proof. The nubuwa of our prophet is not an exception to the rule. Proof. What's the proof? God says in the Quran, he instructs the prophet to say this to the mushrikeen. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Sufficient for me is Allah as a witness between me and you. As long as God says, what's the proof of God? The Quran. The miracles. A wise God, because a miracle is something that can't be learned or taught. It can't be defeated. It goes on beyond the abilities of a human being. Mu'jiza is something, knowledge goes to a certain extent, and then those who are specialists, they admit what you just did is beyond the capacities of a human being. We have a hadith about this. That in the time of Nabi Isa, they were very advanced in medicine, but Nabi Isa could bring the dead back to life. So the specialists were like, okay, right? But bringing the dead back to life? In the time of Nabi Musa, they were magicians. But then making the staff into a literal snake, right? The Quran was a miracle. There is no way a wise God would give a miracle that couldn't be turned, couldn't be learned, couldn't be taught, couldn't be defeated, unbreakable, unbeatable, and then give that to someone who is claiming to be a prophet, that would lead to the misguiding of mankind, right? So Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you. Who else? Amir al-Mu'mineen now, before the hijrah, وَمَنْ عَنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ, and the person who possesses all of the knowledge of the book.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.